بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. صلاة. Dear brothers and sisters in Iman, today we have the final majlis of the series of these five majalis of Arba'een of Mawla-e Mazloom Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam. The topic for this series of majalis has been human beings in Quran and Hadith. We try to understand the status of insan, the position of insan in the light of Quran and Hadith. I know that I wasn't able to say everything what I had at my mind or what I could possibly say more on this topic. I don't make any claims, but very easily I can speak for five more days just on the same topic which we are talking about. Because this topic is very deep, and this topic is mentioned in Quran and Hadith and Ma'arif in Islamic theology and in Islamic Irfan and Akhlaq. Please recite a salawat. In depth and length. But I will try to, inshallah, conclude it for this series, so we can at least conclude our discussion for time being, and then inshallah we will see that if there is any other opportunity in future, then we can expand and we can get into some more dimensions of the discussion. Last night, we basically concluded at this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this human being with the potential of becoming the hand of God and the eyes of God, and actually not only the agent of God, but even masal, the word which comes in Hadith Qudsi, Abdi Ati'ni Aj'alka Masali. My abd, my servant, obey me, do ita'at. Do my itaat aj'alka masali. I will make you masal of mine. Idha aradtu shay'an akul kun fayakun. When I intend anything and I just say kun fayakun. Fa idha aradta shay'an, and when I will make you my masal, then you will just intend and you will say kun fayakun. That is your potential. Now you reach to that point or you don't reach, that is up to you. But that is actually your potential, because you are Ruh-e-Khuda. You are Ruh-e-Khuda. That is the greatest honor which any creature could have. In this whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of them have Ruh-e-Khuda. فَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. O my angels, when I complete him, when I complete making him, and when I breathe or blow from my spirit in him, فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ, then all go in sajda in front of him, and all bow down in front of him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked that from every angel without making any exception. That Jibril is so senior, or Mikael is so senior, or Israfil is so senior. So no, they are not going to make sajda, only the ordinary angels. No, kulluhum. All of them, every angel has to bow down and do sajda. Why? Because of nafkhay ilahiya, because of that Ruh-e-Khuda. So my brothers and sisters, the main point, the gist of this whole theme, and the cream of the discussion is that if we can take this one point out of this discussion, that we understand who we are. We understand who we are, and we understand our real place in this universe. And if we understand that, what is our potential? Some of the people in the world, when they saw some miracles from one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ruhullah and Ruh-e-Khuda, they started taking him as son of God. My brothers and sisters, and only for him, for one individual, as son of God. But if they understand what is the position of insan, then every insan has the potential of becoming Ruh-e-Khuda. You don't have to be son of Mary to become Ruhullah. You don't have to be born by miracle to be that son, to be the Ruh-e-Khuda. No, just if you rediscover yourself and you put yourself in your right place and you do what you are supposed to do and you reach to your potential, you yourself اور روح خدا. اینڈ دیٹ از وائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی از ٹیلنگ اس دیٹ ڈونٹ پلوٹ یور سیلف. یو نیڈ ٹو ہولڈ یور سیلف, یو نیڈ ٹو کیری یور سیلف ود ریسپیکٹ, ود ڈگنیٹی, ود آنر. للہ العزت ولرسولہ وللمؤمنین. مؤمن میننگ دیٹ از دا ایڈوانس لیول آف الانسان. مؤمن از الانسان بٹ اٹ از دا انسان آن دا رائٹ پیتھ. That you cannot humiliate yourself, you cannot put yourself in a situation where you are humiliated, because you are ruh-e khuda, you belong to khuda, you are agent of khuda, you are representative of khuda, you belong to khuda, your honor is his honor, your respect is his respect, you reflect him, you represent him. You need to be careful where to go and where not to go, what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say, because it is not you. You are representing him. As a father tells his son, sometime, you are not supposed to do this because you are my son. It's a family honor. You belong to this family, noble family. See, I am your father. Look at your grandfather. You, whatever, wherever you go, whatever you do, the name of family, the honor of family comes in it. Your actions are going to humiliate your mother, your father, your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are representing me. You are representing me. You are my agent. You are my representative. You are ruh-e khuda. That is the whole point, my brothers and sisters. And Allah has mentioned that in Quran in different ways. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Indeed, we have bestowed honor to Bani Adam. It is a way of training, it is a way of tarbiyah. Tarbiyat and tarbiyah, one of the way of tarbiyah is that murabbi, the person who is doing tarbiyah, should tell the person who is under his tarbiyat that what is your maqam, how important you are, how respected you are, how honorable you are, and see, now whatever you do according to your status, your honor, your dignity, your position. We remind each other also sometime, this is not according to your level, this is not according to your status. Because you are a man of this status, you sit at the board, you sit on the member, you lead the prayer, you are a teacher, you are a role model, because you hold this position. Now, there are certain things which you can't do. There are certain things which you can't say. And there are certain things which are expected from you because you are a person of that status and that caliber and that level. So when Allah is demanding from us certain actions and certain things, He doesn't like to command us. He is just reminding us, know who you are and step up. Step up and act according to your status. Act according to your level. You are al-insan, you are ruh-e khuda. That's the whole point, my brothers and sisters. And if we understand that, and if we take that and adopt that vision and that approach in our life, then what is going to happen? Then we will dedicate ourselves, our life, our resources, and whatever we have at our disposal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ita'at. Because He says, Abdi ate'ni. Allah is asking only one thing. That one thing is now 1001 when we get into the nitty-gritty details. But asking only one thing, ita'at. Obedience. Abdi ate'ni. My servant. Mere bande. And you see, this is the biggest honor again. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates you with Him by calling Abdi. Abdi, mere bande. Allah Jalla sha'nuhu, He calls somebody His abd, His servant. And you know, the highest position which we can earn is to be His abd. Many things in life which we have as our goals, even becoming the CEO of a biggest or largest corporation, or becoming prime minister or prime minister or the king or president, doesn't mean anything than being abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to those great anbiya as His ibad or abd. After giving, Allah talks about their life, their sacrifices, their outstanding life account, and then at the end, as a father says with pride, oh, he is my son and I am proud of him, Allah says, oh, he is our servant. He is our servant. And salamun ala Nuh fil alameen. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, He is proud of them, names them, and He says, these are my servants. But then putting them as role models, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only calling them His ibad or abd, even those sinners and imperfect people, but they are still trying to, they have some sincerity at their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also calling them His abd. Tell to my those servants that who have done gunah and israf and disobedience, that la taqnatu min rahmatillah. O my Prophet, tell my these imperfect, these common servants, that those who have done israf, alladhi asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't become ma'yus. You all belong to Him, and He loves you all, as a father loves all. سے خود پوچھے تو تیری رضا کیا ہے I'm just giving you the example, love of father or love of mother. Even if we are not that good sons, but still your father loves you regardless. Your mother loves you regardless, whatever you do. So the love of God is the greatest love. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We are the one that who are not just returning back. Otherwise, he says, you return back to me, you take one step, I walk 40 steps or 70 steps to welcome you back. You just come back. In Farsi, there is a beautiful poetry where a poet from Irfan, he says that baz aa, meaning come back, come back. This is a place of repentance. No matter if you have broke your tawbah and repentance 70 times, still door is open and come back. You are welcome. Because he is tawwab. Because he is a ghaffar. Because he is sattar. So he has kept his doors open. And he loves each and everyone. And he wants to get everyone back. And he gives everyone so many chances. The chance after chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, the greatest position which we can acquire in this dunya, in our life, is to be abd of Khuda, abd saleh. And you know, in Mafatihul Jinan, I'm sure all of you have Mafatihul Jinan of Shaykh Abbas Qummi, the book of A'mal. There is a munajat of Amirul Mu'mineen. One munajat which you recite, recite a salawat. There is a munajat which we recite in Layal al-Qadr. I'm not talking about that munajat. This munajat is one-liner. It's called munajat-e-manzoom. It's a kind of like a poetic munajat, and it is in one line. And Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidul Arifin, who is the source of ma'rifat and irfan for alameen, the one who actually even taught Jibreel how to communicate with his Lord. That's why he is called Ustad-e-Jibreel. He says, Kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abda. For me, if I want to have honor in this dunya, in this life, if Ali wants to have any honor, or if Ali wants to mention anything which is an honor for Ali, that is an akuna laka abda, that I am your abd. An akuna laka abda. And then Ali in his life was not a man that who was used to brag or who was used to take any pride in anything. But if think there is a one thing that if I want to take pride, وَكَفَا بِي فَخْرًا فَخْر فَخْر تو جانتے ہیں نا فَخْر. If I want to take some fakhr, and if I want to take pride, that is antakuna li rabba. Ali has a fakhr that he has a rabb like you. The honor for Ali and honor for Ali is, and the regard for Ali and honor for Ali and the pride for Ali is, Antakun Ali Rabba. Ali has a Rabb like you. Antakun Ali Rabba. And then in this Munajat-e-Manzoom, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, as a dua, Anta kama uhibbu. Anta kama uhibbu. You are exactly as I love to have you. You are exactly that kind of Lord and God as I love to have as a Lord and God. But my wish is, Faj'alni kama tuhibbu. Make me also as you want me as an abd for you. Kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abda wa kafa bi fakhran an takuna li rabba faj anta kama uhibbu faj'alni kama tuhibbu. That is the marifat, that is the irfan, that is the true gist and the teaching and the essence of deen, that we connect ourselves to our Lord and our God and we take pride in it. And the source of honor and dignity and pride is our relation with Allah, not with material. That I live in that neighborhood, I live in that kind of house, I drive that kind of car, I wear that kind of suit. The brands or branded things or those materialistic things, those are not the sources of pride. If we have to take the pride, that is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdiyat, that we become abd. And we dedicate ourselves and all what we have to Him. And the beauty is that when we dedicate everything, whatever we have to Him, He doesn't take. He doesn't take. If you, while I'm leaving, will bring in something, give to me as a gift, I will take it with me to Chicago. But if you give anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't take it. It is only, He says, you give it to me, I accept it, I give it back to you. Now you enjoy it. Keep it, use it, spend it. And while you have now given it to me, I am returning back to you with my barakat and blessing and with multiplying it. That's all. It's a muhabbat ki dastan hai. Deen is muhabbat. Deen is love. It's a lovely relationship with your Lord and your God, falling in love. Ishq hai, muhabbat, love. And falling in that relationship of love and ishq with your Lord and with your God. And when you develop that relationship, then, my brothers and sisters, you stop counting. You stop counting that how much you are giving and what you are giving. Because it's ishq, it's muhabbat. Everything is His. Then whatever you have, you give to Him. And whatever He has, He gives all to you. And that is what we see in Ahlul Bayt and Allah. Whatever Ahlul Bayt had, they gave everything to Allah. And whatever Allah had, He gave everything to Ahlul Bayt. That is Ahlul Bayt. Their love with Allah was such. Our life, our maal, our honor, our comfort, our children, our youth, our life, our blood, whatever we have, it is for you. We will give you everything, whatever we have. And they gave at every step in their life, whatever they had, they dedicated to Allah and they gave it in His way. Again, if I start now talking on this, it can go on and on. Whatever they had, whenever there was a chance or opportunity, they gave it. And then whatever Allah had, whatever Allah has, Jalal and Kamal, and His paradise and His ne'mat and jannat, why they are Sayyidu Shabab Ahlil Jannah? Why they are Sayyidu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah? Why they are Sayyid and Sardar for each and everything is in their hand. At the day of judgment, nobody can go in paradise without their permission or without their wasita and wasila. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. It's that relationship. You gave everything to me, I gave everything to you. And again, as I said earlier, that is what Allama Tabatabai was known for. He addressed this issue very beautifully and very philosophically. He says, yes, at the best level, this was done between Allah and Anbiya and Awliya. But it doesn't mean that the deal is closed and now this business is finished. And now the company is closed or the business is not there. No, it is still going on. You can also just get into this and you dedicate yourself and whatever you have, dedicate to Him. And follow the footsteps of Anbiya and Awliya, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He rewarded them, He is going to reward you also. Yes, the levels are going to be different because our level of dedication, our level of perfection or performance can't be at the level of Anbiya and Awliya. But we can also get into this. And we can become ashik, and we can become muhib, and we can have that bond and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, abd, abdiyat, abdi ateni, aj'alka mathali. And that is what we are talking about, my brothers and sisters, that finally, Quran gives one verse to us that whatever I'm saying, if somebody still has some second thoughts that maybe, oh, this is something that is very beautiful or poetic, but does it have any reference? I show you ayat from Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, and that is what the expectation of Allah is from His servants, from His abd, from His ibad. What kind of relationship Allah wants between Him and His servants? At what level? Allah says, Qul, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Just one line. Come to that level. Step up. Come to that level. Come to that level. Have that kind of love and ishq and muhabbat with Allah to say, my salat, my other a'mal of hajj or other ibadat, and then through salat and this a'mal, manasik, eventually this is the only practice. This salat is a practice. This manasik is a practice. But then this salat and hajj has to bring us at what level? That mahyaya وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that it's not only that my salat is for Allah and my hajj is for Allah, but no, my life and my death both are for Allah. And if we don't reach to that level, it means my prayers are not working. My salat is not salat. No matter how many hajj I did, my hajj is not working. Because this salat and zakat, this salat and zakat and this ibadat and manasik is to bring me to that level where mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my life, the purpose of life, my purpose of my living on this earth, when I get up in the morning, my hum, my gham, my worry, my concern is the cause of Allah, the work for Allah, the service to the people of Allah, service to the humanity, service to deen, service to and the charity and the work for others and to please Allah. And then I spend my life in that. And then on this path, even if the danger of death is there, mamati lillah, I'm going to die also for him as I'm going to live for him. That is where he wants to see his ibad, his servants. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي مَحْيَايَا وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My salat, my nusuk, my hajj, my ziyarat, and then my life and my death. You understand when we say life and death, mean everything. Nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. It's not only inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un again, which we use always only when we hear the news of death. While that is a statement for life, not for the death. It should guide us how to live our life. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nothing is mine. Everything, including myself, is for Allah. And to him we are returning. Similarly here on this point, my life and death, when they are for Allah, then what is mine? I am not my own. So how can I own other things? How can I become so possessive with so many other things? You know, I don't own myself. I am not my own property. I don't have any right on myself except whatever rights he gave me to have on myself. I don't have those rights on myself except whatever rights he has given to me. I don't have rights on my own hard-earned money except whatever rights he gave to me over my own money. So my money is not my money, my maal is not my maal, my family is not my family. Nothing is mine, everything. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Everything, whatever exists between this earth and heavens, everything, lillah. Lillah, it is for Allah. That realization, my brothers and sisters, that is iman. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. That was what we are talking about. Falahum ajrun ghayru mamnoon. That ajre ghayre mamnoon is for this kind of iman and for this kind of amal salih. With this realization, with this spirit, with this love. And if we do that, then ajrun ghayru mamnoon, non-ending, non-finishing ajr. And if you want to see that non-ending and non-finishing ajr, look at the love and the lovely sacrifice and dedication of people of Karbala. That ishq, that muhabbat, that love, whatever Hussain has, everything is in the way of Allah and for the Allah. And again, with love, Shaheed Mutahri was used to say that, and this was his very favorite line, that on the day of Ashur, every time after every shahadat, after every sacrifice, there was more nuraniyat and ronak and light and glow coming on the face of Hussain ibn Ali. As he would offer one more qurbani, and as he would lift one more body, so, jise kehte hain, zyada surkhuru ho jate the. It would bring more surkhurui, that Allah, you gave me opportunity. Thank you for accepting it. Thank you for giving this chance once again. If we get 2 musibat, 3 musibat, 4 musibat in row, we start saying, why one after another? Why one after another? Why 2 or 3 deaths in family in 1 year? Hussain is taking a body after body in the same day. And is Hussain complaining? Is Hussain questioning? Is saying, why Allah? 1 is not enough, 2 is not enough, 3 is not enough. You will take everything from me. Even this little one. Even this one, you want to take even this one? Take it. I gave you Akbar. I gave you Abul Fazl al-Abbas. I gave you Honor Muhammad. But if your deen, if the shariat of my grandfather, if this deen needs even this one, take it. That is love. That is dedication. That is commitment, which Hussain showed. And when Hussain showed that, 1400 years have gone by. Allah Himself has become Zakir of Hussain. Allah Himself has become Zakir of Hussain. We think it's me and you are doing zikr. It is Allah. Normally, whatever happens, my brothers and sisters, whatever happens, zaman and makan, these are the 2 barriers. Time and the place. Whatever happens, it stays isolated normally at that place. At the most to the surroundings, neighborhoods. In some areas, every happening, every tragedy, every news can travel only so far. And only for so long. Anything what happens in dunya, no matter how big and how important, but it can only travel so far and it can only travel so long. But then after that, new things happen and that news is gone. And people forget it. This is the history of humanity. This is what happens in dunya. But has this happened with Karbala? Has this happened with the sacrifice of Hussain? What had happened in an isolated places like in a desert of Karbala? It traveled from east to the west and from the north or to the south in the whole world, and it is still traveling, it is still traveling, it is still going everywhere. Today at the day of Arbaeen, you look at the Karbala, what is happening there. You look in Iraq, you look in Iran, you look in Africa, you look in Europe, in America, anywhere in the world, you see this mention of Hussain, and these cries and tears are everywhere. Do you think this is a human phenomenon? Do you think this is a human phenomenon? Allah Himself is now becoming, He has become Zakir of Hussain. And every day, every month, every year, it is increasing. It is increasing. It is increasing. It has increased. Whatever you are seeing today, you will see within few years. You will see within few years that the all cameras of every channel and every country and every network will be showing Karbala. Will be showing Karbala. और जिसको रोने वाला कोई नहीं था ना, और जिसका जनाजा उठाने वाला कोई नहीं था, उसके ताबूत पूरी दुनिया में उठाए जाते। This is love of Hussain with Allah. If you want, मसाहिब में हम आ गए, लेकिन दो रिश्ते हैं लव के, हुब और महबूब के। मैं आपको मिसाल देता चलूँ, two examples. इब्राहिम, he was friend of Allah, and he gave everything. He sacrificed his own son for Allah. He was one man. Then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even returned his son to him because he didn't want to give that pain to Ibrahim. He didn't want to give that pain to Hajira. He has a bigger sacrifice in mind. He had Zibhe Azim at his mind. But still he, Ibrahim, because of that love, because of that ishq, because of that muhabbat with Allah, Allah made him the father of all major religion. Allah brought these millions and millions of people from all over the world to come and do the Hajj and put himself in the shoes of Ibrahim. That was not Zibhe Azim, my brothers and sisters. Zibhe Azim took place in Karbala. Hussain did what even Ibrahim couldn't do. And that's why this is going to go even at higher levels. When there is a love of that level exists on both sides, then there are no limits, there are no bounds, there are no measures. And Hussain, after giving everything, everything was easy for Hussain to give. But my brothers and sisters, giving the chadar of Zainab and giving the chadar of Umm Kulsoom, these daughters of Fatima, these daughters of Ali, these granddaughters of Muhammad Mustafa, that was difficult. That is why when someone spoke to Imam Sajjad and said, Maula, kab tak rohiyega? Maula answered. Then he says, the answer is long. Maula said that the issue of Yaqub and Yusuf, and Yaqub lost one, Yusuf I lost 18. But then the person says, Maula, this shahadat is an honor for you. And why you are crying on that much? Then Maula Sajjad ki cheekh nikal gayi. कहने लगे तूने इंसाफ नहीं किया, अरे शहीद होना तो हमारे लिए बायस इज्जत है, मां बहनों का नंगे सर दरबारों और बाजारों में जाना क्या वो भी हमारे लिए इज्जत? गोइंग बेयर हेड विदाउट मकनाओ चादर इन स्ट्रीट्स एंड कोर्ट्स, वॉज दैट ऑल्सो ए सोर्स ऑफ ऑनर फॉर अस? Finally, my brothers and sisters, Yazid summons Imam Sajjad and he says, Ay Ali, son of Hussain, we have decided to release you. You decide where you want to go. You want to go back to Medina, we send you to Medina. You want to go somewhere else, we can send you somewhere else. Sayyid Sajjad ne kaha, Yazid, let me talk with my aunt. Let me talk with my aunt. And then I respond. Mawla comes to Bibi Zainab, Phuphi Amma. They are saying, we are released. We can go wherever we want. Where should we go? Where should we go? Bibi kehti hain, go and tell him, before you release us and we make decision where we want to go, we have not cried. Shem Rutaziyane leke aajata tha. Jab yateem bachche rona chahte the, jab koi beva rona chahti thi, your soldiers would come with those Tazianas. Give us chance that we can have, I want to give condolences. Main Fatima ki bahuon ko, Fatima ki beti hote hue, main Fatima ki bahuon ko, main pursa dena chahti hu. Unke shohar ka, unke bachon ka. Fatima nahi hai, Fatima ki beti Zainab aaj pursa degi. Give us chance to have majlis. Majlis was organized. My brothers and sisters, Zainab khadi hoti hai, kehti hai maa hoti to maa pursa deti. Magar main Zainab hu, main pursa deti hu. Laila, mujhe tere akbar ka. Umme farwa tera kasam gaya. Rubab tera asghar. Ek ek bibi ko aake Zainab pursa deti. Zainab ke apne bhi the aun o Muhammad, lekin na Zainab ne khud unka pursa diya na liya, lekin sab ke purse diye. Matam hua, azadari hui. Ye griya, ye aaj ki majlis, ye aaj ka matam, ye aaj ki azadari, ye Zainab ki us majlis ka tasalsul hai. Ye sunnat e Zainabi hai. This is sunnat e Zainab. Zainab held that majlis, that azadari, aur phir kaha ke theek hai, hame wapis bhej do. Lekin wapis bhejne se pehle do cheeze hum sawal. Zainab ne na roti ka sawal kiya tha, na pani ka sawal kiya tha. Zainab ne bhooka rehna bardasht kiya. Ek dafa Zainab baith ke namaz pad rahi thi to janab e Sajjad ne aake dekha, ka phuphi amma, aap alima ghair muallama hain, aap masail janti hain, mujhe batane ki zarurat nahi hai, main poochna chahta hu, aap baith ke namaz kyun pad rahi. Ali ki ghayur beti Zainab ne kaha, beta ye khana aur pani bas itna sa la ke hame dete hain ke jo hum sab ke liye kafi nahi hota, main wo sara bibiyon mein baant deti hu, main bachchon mein baant deti hu, main aur khana aur pani mangne ki bajaye khud bhooki rehti hu. Ab jism mein itni taqat nahi hai ke Zainab khadi ho ke namaz padhe. Zainab didn't ask anything of that nature. But when Zainab is leaving, Zainab says, I am going to ask for two things. Ek to hamare shahidon ke sar hame wapis kar do. Hamare shahidon ke sar hame wapis kar do. Hum unko wapis Karbala mein jaake dafn karna chahte. Aur ek, jab kafle loote gaye the na, to usme se jo sona chandi zevar tha rakh lo, lekin usme tabarrukat bhi the Ali o Batul ke, usme hamare shahidon ki kuch nishaniyan thi, wo nishaniyan hame wapis kar do. Kaha wo nishaniyan kya thi? Kaha Ali Asghar ka jhula tha. Are Ali Asghar aur Akbar ki poshak thi, Qasim ka libas tha,
और माँ बेटा न सही बेटे के कुर्ते को गले से लगा के, जब बेटे के कुर्ते को गले से लगाएगी तो वो उम्मे फरवा यही समझेगी ये कासिम है, लैला यही समझेगी ये अकबर है, और झूले को देखेगी तो रुबाब उसमें कोई चीज रख देगी और कहेगी ये मेरा असगर है। अजीजों जब ये चीजें वापस लाई गई ना, तो जैसे मजलिस में ताबूत आता है ना और मजलिस में आलम आता है और एक कोहराम मचता है, अली असगर का झूला आया, इधर से अब अकबर की पोशाक आई, इधर से कासिम का लिबास आया, बीवियां आगे बढ़ी, उनको लिया, अपने सीने से लगाया, अपनी आंखों से लगाया, चूमा एक एक शहीद को, एक एक शहीद का जो है वो पुरसा दिया जा रहा है और बीवियां गिरिया कर रही हैं। उसके बाद अजीजों तैयारी हो गई, जब तैयारी हो गई ना और काफिला जाने के लिए तैयार हो गया, एंड व्हेन दे गॉट ready to now leave, and the ladies of Syria, they came to say farewell to these daughters of Zainab. एक छोटी सी कब्र के पास आई। ये मंजर जो है तारीख का बड़ा अजीब मंजर है। ज़ैनब है, साथ में उम्मे लैला है, साथ में रुबाब है, साथ में उम्मे फरवा है, ये बीबियां सारी साथ एक छोटी सी कब्र पे आके ज़ैनब बैठ गई। बीबियों से कहा, बीबियों मैं तुमसे कुछ नहीं चाहती, ये अकेली रह गई है, ये अकेली शाम में रह गई, हम जा रहे हैं, अरे मौका मिले इसके कब्र पे आके चराग रोशन कर दे, इसकी इस गरीब की कब्र पे, इस यतीम की कब्र पे आके चराग रोशन कर देना, और खुदा हाफिज कह के ये काफिला शाम से करबला की तरफ चल पड़ा। करबला की तरफ ये काफिला चढ़ पड़ा, उधर करबला का मंजर ये है कि करबला के शहदा की शहादत की खबर वहाँ मदीना पहुँची। जब मदीना पहुँची ना ये खबर, तो वहाँ पे जो चाहने वाला सहाबी था अहले बैत का, जाबिर बिन अब्दुल्ला अंसारी, जाबिर बिन अब्दुल्ला अंसारी को जब शहादत हुसैन की खबर मिली, मदीना छोड़ दिया, और रास्ता पूछते पूछते वो बूढ़ा सहाबी वो करबला में आया और अपने ग़ुलाम अतिया से कहा, मुझे नज़र नहीं आता, मेरा हाथ पकड़ ले, मुझे मेरे महबूब, मोहब्बत की बात हो रही थी, मेरे हबीब हुसैन की कब्र पे ले जाए, जब कब्र पे जाऊँ ना तो मेरा हाथ रख देना हुसैन की कब्र पे, उसके बाद मैं तुम्हें आज़ाद कर दूँगा, उसके बाद मैं तुम्हें आज़ाद कर दूंगा। एक मर्तबा अतिया ने हाथ पकड़ा, जाबिर को लाए, करबला में पहुँचे, मैं जल्दी से ख़त्म कर रहा हूँ, जाबिर को लाए, जाबिर को कहा, जाबिर तैयार हो जाओ, अब कब्र नज़दीक आ गई है, वो मुझे कब्र नज़र आ रही है। जाबिर ने जूतियाँ उतार दी और तैयार हो के, बिल्लाही व बिस्मिल्लाही व अला मिल्लत रसूलिल्लाह पढ़ते हुए जाबिर आगे बढ़े, कब्र पे लाके अतिया ने हाथ रखा। जैसे ही हाथ रखा ना, तो जाबिर कहते, अस्सलाम अलैका या हबीब, मेरा सलाम, जाबिर का सलाम कबूल कर मेरे हबीब। और फिर जब कोई जवाब नहीं सुना ना, तो फिर जाबिर ने कहा, हबीबुन ला युजीबुल हबीब, क्या ऐसा हो सकता है कि हबीब अपने हबीब को जवाब ना दे। फिर खुद ही जवाब दिया। फिर जाबिर कहते हैं, मगर ऐ मेरे हबीब, ऐ मेरे हुसैन, मैं जानता हूँ आप जवाब दें तो कैसे दें, अरे आपका जिस्म यहाँ है, आपका सर तो कर वहाँ शाम में चला गया, आपका सर तो है नहीं यहाँ, तो आप मुझे जवाब दें तो कैसे दें। बस इतना सुनना था, आवाज़ें आईं, दूर से कोई लोग आते हुए दिखाई दिए, عطیہ نے آگے بڑھ کے کہا، جابر مجھے کچھ لوگ آتے دکھائی دے رہے ہیں، کچھ لوگ آ رہے ہیں۔ ایک مرتبہ لوگوں کا سنا نا، تو جابر نے کہا جاؤ ذرا دیکھ کے آؤ اور مجھے بتاؤ کہ کون آ رہے ہیں، جاؤ ذرا دیکھ کے آؤ۔ وہ عطیہ دوڑ کے گیا، جا کے دیکھا، بیویوں کو دیکھا، سید سجاد کو دیکھا، کسی خادم سے پوچھا، کہا وارث آ گئے ہیں، گھر والے آ گئے ہیں، ان کے یہ جن کا کوئی نہیں تھا نا رونے والا، ان کو رونے والے آ گئے ہیں، ان کا ماتم کرنے والے آ گئے ہیں۔ دوڑتا ہوا واپس آیا، جابر ان کے وارث آ گئے ہیں، ان کے وارث آ گئے ہیں۔ جابر اٹھے، کہا بس مجھے سید سجاد کے پاس لے جاؤ، میں ان کو پرسا دینا چاہتا ہوں۔ سید سجاد آئے، جب سید سجاد آئے نا تو جابر ان کو یوں لپٹا، بوڑھا تھا لیکن محبت اتنی تھی، جوش اتنا تھا، جذبہ اتنا تھا کہ علی زین العابدین سے زور سے جب لپٹا نا تو سید سجاد کہنے لگے، چچا جابر، چچا جابر، میرے بازو دکھتے ہیں، میری پشت دکھتی ہے، چچا اپنے ہاتھ کو تھوڑا سا ہلکا رکھو، میرے جسم میں زخم ہے۔ ایک مرتبہ اس کے بعد قبروں پہ آئے، بیویاں آئیں، بچے آئے، گریا ہوا، ماتم ہوا، عزاداری ہوئی، ہر بیوی وہاں گنجے شہیدہ میں بیٹھ کے، وہاں پہ مجلس ہو رہی ہے، ماتم ہو رہا ہے، گریا ہو رہا ہے۔ پھر تین دن کے بعد عزیزو مولا سجاد آئے، کہنے لگے بیبیو اب ہم مدینہ جائیں گے، اب ہم مدینہ جائیں گے، اب یہاں سے ہم مدینہ جائیں گے۔ بس جب مدینہ کا نام سنا نا تو ایک مرتبہ بیبیوں کو ہوا کہ اب مدینہ میں ہمارا کیا ہے، ہمارا مدینہ تو اب یہی ہے، گنج شہیداں یہی ہے، علی رسول کا بیٹا یہی ہے، اولاد رسول یہی ہے، تم جانا ہے جاؤ۔ خیر مولا نے سب بیویوں کو تیار کیا، سب بیویوں کو تیار کر لیا۔ مقتل کی روایت ایک بڑی دل کو خون کے آنسو رلانے والی روایت ہے، وہ پڑھ کے میں مجلس کو ختم کر رہا ہوں۔ جب وقت آیا نا کہ بیبیوں کو سوار کیا جائے اور بیبیوں کو لے کے جایا جائے مدینے، ساری بیبیاں تیار ہو گئیں مگر ایک بیبی تھی جس نے کہا کہ تم سارے مدینہ چلے جاؤ، مگر ارے میرے تین رشتے تھے، میرے سر کا تاج، میرے حسین وہ یہاں ہیں، ارے میرا اصغر یہاں ہے، میری بچی وہاں شیریا میں رہ گئی شام، اب بتاؤ میں مدینہ میں جاؤں تو کس کے لیے جاؤں، تم چلے جاؤ مجھے یہی چھوڑ جاؤ۔ لیکن جب آ کے سید سجاد نے دیکھا نا کہ اماں رباب جانے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہیں، تو کہا کہ اماں اب تک میں بیٹا بن کے کہہ رہا تھا مگر اب امام بن کے کہہ رہا ہوں، اب وقت کا امام بن کے کہہ رہا ہوں، میں آپ کو اکیلا نہیں چھوڑ سکتا، یہاں آپ کو ہمارے ساتھ جانا ہوگا۔ اس موقع پہ رباب نے اپنے مولا کی قبر پہ ہاتھ رکھا، کہا اب میں کیا کروں، تو بھی امام ہے، یہ بھی امام ہے، تو بھی امام ہے اور یہ بھی امام ہے، اور یہ امام جانے کے لیے کہہ رہا۔ مگر جاتے جاتے مولا، میرے حسین میں ایک وعدہ کر کے جا رہی ہوں، میں مدینہ چلی جاؤں گی مگر میں کبھی ٹھنڈا پانی نہیں پیوں گی، میں کبھی سائے پہ نہیں بیٹھوں گی۔ اور مدینہ پہنچنے کے بعد رباب کی ہر روز کی روٹین یہ تھی، سورج نکلتا تھا رباب باہر نکل کے دھوپ میں بیٹھ جاتا، जाती थी और कभी ठंडा पानी नहीं पीती थी, और फिर जब खबर आई ना कि मुख्तार ने बदले ले लिए और उबैदुल्लाह का सर आ गया, सैयद सज्जाद गए, फूफी अम्मा अब तो उठ के आ जाइए, अब तो आ जाइए, अब तो मुख्तार ने सारे बदले ले लिए, अब उठिए। कहा नहीं, मैं वादा करके आई थी, मेरा वादा गैर मशरूत था, जब हुक्म दिया ना इमाम ने कि उठिए, तो अब उस अब की मर्तबा रुबाब ने हाथ उठा दिए, बारे इलाहा मैंने एक इमाम से वादा किया और दूसरा इमाम मुझे उठने के लिए कह रहा है, अब तू ही मेरी मुश्किल को हल फरमा दे। एक मर्तबा इमाम सज्जाद ने देखा बीबी बैठी, सर झुक गया, गर्दन झुक गई, नब्ज पे हाथ रखा, इन्ना लिल्लाह व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन।